888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Adam says that Cary Grant was bisexual. He had a long-time affairs with Howard Hughes, who was also a bi. Well, good for Howard. Only had two bathrooms, though. Now we got five, so it's getting better. Dr. Oz did a big slam on CanSEMA and also Greg Catton on his show. Wow. They showed just some really scary pictures of the beginning of the treatment when the eschar forms, but didn't show the final healing. Yeah, I know. They're all, you know, these Dr. Oz, they're all made men. Yeah, they're all made men, just like in the mafia. When you're a made guy, you get to stay where you are, you make a lot of money, and you just do what we say. That's what they call a made man. Sorry, Oz, but it's the deal. In my opinion, this stuff is not going to kill you, and $3 trillion industry we got going here, healthcare. We're not going to be talking about curing cancer now. Come on. What's up with that? Pretty funny, huh? Yeah, planet Earth is hilarious. But remember what Adam says. My name is Weston. It's not my mess. Okay. Well, let's see. What else we got? Here's a pretty interesting thing. There's a farm called Azure Farm, AZURE, up in Oregon. And we put the video on my Facebook page. If you'd like to go look at it after the show, just by Facebook, Patrick Timpone, maybe share it with people. And then on Monday, maybe call this, and they gave you all the numbers of people you can call to take some action and tell them that you think what they're doing is unconscionable. Evidently, this farm in Sherman County Court, ordered them, sent them, said they need to spray glyphosates and, chemicals to get some weeds that they need to get out of. It's silly. Azure Farms is one of the largest organic farms in the country for providing organic food, non-GMO, for almost 20 years. They do a lot of wheat, peas, einkorn wheat, and beef. So this county up there said they changed the word in this thing and that people need to take, strong views against some weeds. Like, check this out, Morning Glory, Canada Thistle, and Whitetop, all which have been on the farm for many years, but that only non-toxic chemicals will eradicate, so they work with them, they're organic farmers. So this court order said that they want these guys to force them to spray this farm. That's crazy. So anyway, and I think Sharon's going to put this on the front page. So maybe you do something and call these people or send them an email or write them a letter. And so, it's really, we're on thin ice when we have people like this telling you you've got to poison yourself. I mean, that's just... it just stops there. You know what I mean? You can just, just do it with grace and charm and no anger, and just say, okay, guys, you know, let's not do this, you know, let's not do this. That kind of energy, and there'll be such an outcry so around the world with this story, thanks to Facebook and stuff like that, and shows like this. Okay, 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Stick around for a while, but I'd want you to participate with emails and phone calls so I don't just have to blah, 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 blah by myself. So what's your story? I mean, you can call and tell us your story. Carol called and told us her story. She had a good story. Robert always has a good story. And you can have a story, too, of something. Or just say hi. That's a good story. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Well, I really enjoyed your show with Gary Hanna. You mentioned some good inexpensive nebulizers, and I wonder if you'd share which one you like. We need one with a mask from Lexi. Oh, Lexi, I would just I just go on Amazon and find one. I bought one years ago. I don't even know the brand name of it, but the nebulizer themselves are just little machines, very small, and they just pull out and push out air, right? So they're pretty standard. Now you don't have to spend a lot of money on. What you want to do is make sure you got a nice apparatus thing to either put in your mouth or a mask, and all places offer the mask too, I think. You know, one thing I would do if you're going to get one is to get a nebulizer handle kind of thing. This is really cool, which I never had one like this, where you breathe in and breathe out of your mouth, so you can really get a lot into your lungs if you want to do colloidal silver or something to your lungs. And then you breathe out in the same, you know, you don't have to remove your mouth like the other ones. And it's got this little deal, so your out-breath goes out the bottom of it through this little flap. So you can just sit there and read and comfortably breathe for half an hour while you're reading, or watching a film or something, or just lying there. It's even more powerful to imagine, you know, colloidal silver just doing little fun things and believing and really thinking about what it's doing. That'll probably leverage it times 10 times just doing that while you're doing it, rather than distract yourself with reading or film. So I just made a better idea right in front of me, right in front of my brain, right in front of my mind. Just flew right in there. Yeah, just go ahead and think about it while we're doing it. In Ayurveda, that's called Kaya Kalpa, K-A-Y-A-K-A-L-P-A, which is the Ayurveda kind of idea of becoming younger rather than older. Kaya Kalpa, been around forever. You know, there's all kinds of stories in the ancient text, even biblical times, of people going 144 revs around the sun. And there's all kinds of validated people that are 500, 600, 700 years old, spiritual masters who figured out how to just do it, which I think we all can if you want to. And if you want to stick around for longer than normal, right? If you don't want to do the 70, 80, 90 thing, I'm gone. I think it's very possible to stick around and watch your grandchildren, retire. Why not? There's no expiration dates on these bodies. And my theory is that they'll just keep on humming along as long as we don't give them, dysfunctional information like, oh, sure, I'm feeling old here. I'm 40 years old. woo, sure I'm feeling old, I'm getting so old. It's hard for me to stand up, you know. Just builds and builds and builds these thought forms, and before you know it, you're old. So that, I think, is one of the reasons why bodies age. Secondly, I think it's a pure, this is pretty easy, but it's brilliant and so simple that I missed it for lifetimes, but it took me a million lifetimes to figure it out. I'm a slow learner. there's only now here, and the only reason the body really ages, one big factor, you know, a lot of other things, is that we believe that there's time between now and next Tuesday. And if you have a picture of what's going to go on next Tuesday, and you put that in your mind, and you say, oh yeah, I'm going to go to dinner with George at 6 o'clock next Tuesday, and you think about it, and you really buy into that image that you sitting at the table with George is real, then you've manifested that, and that's how we create things. And then that is real on one of the lower planes. On the mental plane, it's real. And then the time and space in between now and next Tuesday is also real. You've created that time. And so the body just goes along with the game. Wow, we got 3 days here. We got to do something. We have 3 days here. We got to do something. What are we going to do? Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll see what kind of weird chemicals are coming in and throw up if we don't like them or they're not good for us. Maybe we'll just age because, you know, it's in our consciousness. We've been around. It's in our consciousness to age because of all these souls have been here for the last million years. So we age because this is what they taught us to do. I'm just making this up as I go along, but you know, I know this is how it works. And that's how it is, you know. Yeah, it's funny, you know, so I know, you know, I kind of sound like really pretty dogmatic about it, but I do, I do, and that's how it works. But that doesn't mean anything for me as far as what I really, you know. There's karma in here, and I could have flying bus karma and, check out and next Friday afternoon. Flying bus karma. So we never know. But it's fun. I'm experimenting this lifetime. See where it takes us. See where it takes me. And who knows? I don't know. If I knew for sure, you know, I just probably wouldn't do it. I just kind of just got this idea. Well, this will be fun. Let's just really take this body out for a spin. See what it'll do. I mean, I have no idea. But certainly, you know, I'm getting glimpses of how it does work, how it could work. And I mean, think about this, you silly rabbits. If it's possible that we can create a tumor or necrotic tissue or whatever, scar tissue or a cantankerous colon like I created, you know, 30, 40 years of this life, off and on, cantankerous colon. If we can create that with what we believe to be true, like, whoops, I may be fired next week, and you carry that around, something like that, you know, if that we created, it's got to work the other way. Why would it not? Why would it only work one way, in the so-called negative way? With what we believe and what we focus on and what we accept is true in our reality. I don't like to use the term what we think, because that's really it's just not a good word to use it these days, because you'll hear people all the time that say, I was thinking about this and I was thinking about that. And most often, now this is an overgeneralization, but I could certainly tell when you talk to people, and we've all done it our whole lifetime. Most often we say, I was thinking about, you know, it's really that the mind was kind of spitting out a reaction to something heard on the radio, and it really wasn't us. I mean, the mind might say, well, yeah, this, you know, this Donald Trump, boy, he's really a bad guy, and sure hope next, whatever. So then people say, I was thinking about that. Well, they weren't. They were driving and observing this, the ego doing their little thing on planet Earth. What they do is always being for or against something. And then, of course, then people say, well, this is what I think. You know, this is how programming works. You know, this is what I think. I think that if you have this acid reflux, you better take this purple pill. This is what I think. No, this is what your mind figured out, because this is what it does for a living, is, you know, believe stuff. If they hit the emotion, or, you know, like Robert said, play the music in the sunset and riding off and on the horse, and you just paid $80,000 for a drug to get do that. So you know, but when we really sit there and close our eyes and say, well, I really think this, you know, I think this could be possible, then we're really thinking. Then soul is really thinking. And you can, you know, you can come up with some pretty interesting things, and you can really soul travel like that just by doing that. That's a real cool, simple exercise you can do this weekend if you want. As you just sit there and close your eyes and have a very intimate conversation, the most secret part of yourself with the most secret part of yourself, and have that conversation really quietly and slowly. I mean, really think about what you're saying, and then say, wow, is that possible? Could I do? And that's contemplation, which is a much higher form than meditation. Meditation that the yogis teach and all that's pretty cool. That you can, but when you contemplate and you even imagine yourself with your teacher or with Jesus or something, and before you know it, you're there, really there. I mean, like solid, like this there, and that's soul travel, where you're actually, in theory, going back in time, but you're not. But all your, that's how people remember their past lives, you know, is just being open to it and actually saying, is it possible that a black bear really ate me? Because every now and then I get this feeling, and you kind of get into that. And before you know it, if you really need to learn about that black bear kissing you or something, you'd have that experience right there in the now, because it's all happening now. And you'd say, well, I mean, there was a black bear. Holy cow, no wonder I'm scared of black bears. Kind of fun. Oh, I just got some products from Gary. Have you tried the copper or gold in the nebulizer with the hydrogen peroxide? Yes, I have. I've tried them all, and I like them all. Just use 3% hydrogen peroxide. Be careful. I don't do medical advice, but people do this, and they have some pretty interesting experiences. And, you know, and I would experiment as well with making a dilution that's maybe not so high. You know, you in play with it. You just don't know, and you know, you don't need to do overkill with it. I mean, I don't know if I would ever nebulize a straight 6,000 parts per million, but sure, I don't know, why not. But they have 750 parts per million gold and silver and copper too. Yeah, copper is probably the least one I've messed with, because I don't really understand about all the stuff copper does, like Tony says. But Gary, I'm sure he's got a real good reason why he does the copper. And I think he's doing selenium too, which would be fun. These are monatomic particles. Wow. Pump right in. But I tell you, if I knew someone, though, that had some real lung issues, like walking pneumonia and the boogie-woogie flu and whatever, candida overgrowth in the lungs, and you know, stuff with mold. Oh man, that kind of thing, mold exposure. I'd get them on nebulizing some of this really high-powered colloidal silver, gold, copper. They all croak things. You know, they do. They do. Phil Thomas with Iodine Source, really, really great stuff. And he's got this little product that it was, it's something like Breathe Easy or Breathe Right. It's an Edgar Cayce formula. And I remember about 2 months ago, I just had this little thing, remember? For months. And it's like 98% gone. So I don't know if it was a lung thing or who knows what it was. It was just something coming out. Just a little bit of karma coming down, as Willie Nelson said. So he's got this liquid, and it comes about half full. Then you have a little plastic tube that just goes into the bottle, and you don't put it in the liquid, but you just suck it out. You just kind of use it like a mini nebulizer. And a good friend of mine, she's about 89 revolutions around the sun, and doing real good, but she's had some real lung problems since she did chemo many years ago, before she understood about natural stuff, 40 years ago. And it's really damaged her lungs greatly. But anyway, she really liked that Edgar Cayce stuff. But where I was going was I dumped some of this Edgar Cayce Breathe Right, Breathe thing. I think it's got turpentine in it, and it also has some kind of sap from Central America, some magic formulas, you know, that Edgar Cayce, who knows where he got this stuff. And I put some of that in a nebulizer, and it was pretty trippy. I mean, you could feel it in your lungs, and I liked it. And I think it was really instrumental in helping to do the physical part of that little cough thing, and the spiritual part, too, that I worked on and saw a few things and said, oh, that's cool. Anyway, it just clogged up that thing after a few times. So I would, you know, be careful what you put in the nebulizer. If you get some gooey kind of thing, you can start to gum up the... I put a new tube on and a new little thing, but pretty fun. Let's see. May is Better Sleep Month. Somebody wants me to interview... Oh, God. Somebody makes a mattress. Can't believe the emails we get. Would you interview George? He just created his new mattress and he sells because May is Sleep Month? I don't know. Probably not. Probably not. What's the name of that website? Andrea? Yeah. Naturespureorganics.com. Naturespureorganics.com. He's got some emu oil that'll just knock your socks off. Most of the emu oil out there, he said, is pretty weird. People got into the whole emu thing, and then they start just, I don't know, doing weird things, you know, just like people do. So the real deal is from Australia, where the people do it properly and do it right, and it's really pure. And I've been putting some of that on my face. I love to do that. So we have gold, copper, silver, Australian emu oil, and the miracle healing clay. Yeah, so those are the products. Nature's Pure Organics. All right. Okay. Your discussion about our beliefs made me recall hearing. Oh, I almost heard him say recall healing. Sorry. Your discussion about our beliefs made me recall hearing about a study where participants were placed in a controlled environment that had been carefully recreated to simulate the environment of their youth. I've heard about this. For example, 1960 era decor, magazines, TV shows, foods, music, much like a movie in a studio. And after living in this environment for a period of time, biomarkers of the study participants showed that their cells had reverted to a more youthful state. So fake it until you make it. Wow. I'd like to see more on that. Do you have any more research on that? I wouldn't doubt it. You know, it's funny about that too, Steve, and others, when you talk about how what we image forth in our minds and our imagination and coupled with feeling. The feeling's got to be in there. That's the kind of the rocket fuel for the mold that we build, feeling. I don't want to get off track here, but feeling is amazing. That's why I'll just come back to feeling. Anyway, see, I almost lost it again where I was going. He's like, shoom, shoom. Yeah. So one of the real detrimental things to people as they, quote, get older in their face is the mirror. Right? So a fellow looks in the mirror and he's 50 and he goes, man, look at these little eye bags here. My eyes are looking, and then I can see this stuff around my mouth. I'm looking kind of older here. Wonder if I ought to do face yoga, or what if I ought to just, well, maybe I'll just drink a beer. Whatever. Okay, so that's the image that he has, right? Now, see, when you have that image in your being, in your mental, emotional, and astral body, that's exactly what the face and the physical is going to look like and continue to look like. And actually, as you see it more in the mirror, you would reinforce it more by, this is so simple. That's why nobody listens to me. Nobody believes this stuff, because it's too easy. Now, so you have, yeah, there's no way the face can get younger if we would carry around an image of our face when it's looking, quote, older than we would like, or whatever, or more than what our revolutions are. You know, 30 revs and the face looks like 40. It's like, what's up with that? Stress, you know, stuff like that. Isn't that cool about the mirror thing? So when I look in the mirror, I don't look at my face. I look myself in the eyes. The only time I look at my face is when I shave. Shaving. Don't even get me started. I'm going to invent a razor blade that'll last 6 months one day. You know, it's not about the money. It's just about the idea that they keep raising the price of razor blades and they keep shortening the life when they work. What a scam these guys got going, man. I wonder how the Gillette company stock had gone over the last 50 years. I remember when they used to do the Friday night fights with Howard Cosell, Gillette. Whew. Big audience, man. Whatever. Yep. So actually, I have a picture of myself, one on my Facebook page where I look like Dan DiMucci, I think 30 revs. On my Facebook page, you can see it. It was 1976. 30 reps. I wonder, writes an email, if we become much more enlightened, maybe exponentially the older we get, kind of like Yoda. Of course, yes. Probably one of the reasons why they don't want us achieving really old hundreds or even hundreds. Oh, probably why they don't want us to live for a long time, because we would figure out what's going on. Yeah, it could be some of the whoever. But I don't think anybody's trying to stop me from doing anything, so I don't go there. Maybe we go back a little and have to begin again. Maybe not from scratch, but not quite where we left off each time we return. Maybe it is their way of slowing down our shift. Once again, you know, I would let go of the idea that somebody's trying to slow you down. You know, certainly to this emailer, interesting you're thinking, but I don't think there's anybody trying to slow us down other than just what is called the lower forces. So that's good. It's probably like they, it's kind of like, this is where the idea of Satan came from, the devil, with music and sex and drugs and rock and roll and the old time religions. And it's just all the lower worlds. It's all parts of a being here, right? And so this is what's called the devil or evil. And sure, these things are always tugging at our shirt sleeves because actually, God created the lower worlds for this very reason, so we could learn who we are. I mean, I call Sugmad, you know, whatever it is, a big ocean of love and mercy is the way I like to think about God, big ocean of love and mercy. If it really wanted to make everything peace, love, and hippie beads, right, as people pray for God to do that, well, it would just do it. So, just do it. God created the lower worlds and along with souls, so it certainly has the mojo to wipe them out or to wipe out somebody there if they wanted to, but it doesn't do that because this is about learning and learning our lessons. It's the whole point of being here. Right? If there wasn't opposites and hills and valleys and ups and downs and, you know, all the silly stuff we go to, we wouldn't learn anything. We'd just sit around and, you know, eat pizza, play kissy face, and I mean, it'd be fun, but, you know, what's the point? What is the point? I don't know. I don't know, Marge. I'm kind of getting into this six-pack and pizza. It's working for me. Pretty cool. Yep, it's fun to think about these things. That's all I really enjoy thinking about. And see what I could see for real so yeah, that's how it works. An emailer said, I just tried some fun stuff with diluting a few drops of spikenard oil in the carrier and putting on the soles of the feet. I guess it's been used for thousands of years for deep sleep and vivid dreams. No kidding. Seems to really work. I'm going to get some of that spikenard. No kidding. I've never heard of that. I'll go on to Living Libations. That's where I get my essential oils. Yeah, baby. If you never shop there, y'all are missing a real treat. This lady's up in Canada, and she and her family and young boy, and she's just a real peach of a gal, a real kind of just beautiful lady and really into very deep, organic, cleaner than clean products for the teeth and the hair and skin and all that stuff. Just wonderful. And then she has essential oils. Living Libations, it's right there on the front page. Shop there sometime. I think you'll really enjoy it. Boy, I bought some of the face stuff and shaving stuff, and I really like it. It's cool. Let's see about, let's put in spikenard. S-P-I-K. Spikenard? Sounds like a place in Pennsylvania. Spikenard, Pennsylvania. Spikenard essential oil. Want some of that. See, when you get it from here, then you know you're getting like the primo. Really coolly, really beautifully, you know, steamed or whatever they do. And she's all over it, like a cheap suit, as they say. Spikenard essential oils from Living Libations site smells of earth and history. It's comprised of thousands of years of healing power, spiritual inspiration, and medicinal potency. Wow. Our spikenard oil is wildcrafted from the rhizomes of the Nepalese nard or muskroot plant. Wildcrafted. A major staple in Ayurveda medicine. Oh, now I'm going to really get some. Spikenard was widely used throughout Egypt, Rome, and what is today the Middle East for its medicinal healing properties. In biblical times, a single pint of spikenard oil cost an entire year's salary for the average worker.
Wow.
Isn't that cool? Living Libation's spikenard essential oil is the epitome of natural history. It was spikenard, after all, that was used by Mary Magdalene to anoint the feet of Christ in the New Testament. Whoa. There's a little piece of history. Isn't that cool? How do they know that? It was that same ointment that caused Judas to balk at Mary's extravagance. Oh, this lady obviously knows the Bible here. In short, the essential oil is the creme de la creme, widely known for its ability to revitalize the skin. Our spikenard essential oil may be particularly beneficial for aging skin, dry skin, psoriasis, rashes, hair loss, both men and women. The musky exotic root, yeah, is a beneficial stabilizing fixative in natural perfumery. Whoa. Don't you want some of that? The uses of spikenard: antibacterial, antifungal, anti-inflammatory, deodorant, relaxing skin, balancing and soothing. Used by ancient Egyptians as an aromatic and by wealthy Roman women in perfumes, beauty preparations, nerve tonic, and liver tonic. Whoa. Oh, it's known as an sedative, too, that may calm agitation, anxiety, and nervous indigestion. Boy, man, I could use some of that. I can get pretty wound up. Heart palpitations, insomnia. Listen up, guys. Look at this. Maybe an effective tonic for hair loss and aging skin. I've used some of Nadine's frankincense on my face when I wasn't looking at it. Just kidding. It's pretty cool. It's good for skin as well. I like to use DMSO on my face and then put some other fun stuff in there. It's kind of fun. Well, thanks for this. This is a great tip on a few drops of spikenard essential oil as a carrier in the soles of the feet at night. Wow, you can do that. And, you know, another thing Ayurveda medicine talks about is putting really pure oils on your feet. Did you know that? So here's a pretty cool thing you can do. See, you're learning so much today. My goodness. Just so much. Just learning so much. I'm learning so much just hanging out here because I don't even know where this stuff comes from. Back in some file jar that just pops up. Do that. Okay. I'm in, is you can buy these little, you ever see these little sockies that we wore with golf shoes or tennis shoes that only come up to the ankle, way low kind of thing? Yeah, you can buy some of those. I bought some of those. You can get it organic. I would do organic on Amazon. Bought a few pairs of those. So what you can do, this is really cool, is at night you can get some of this. Hold on a minute, I'll be right there. Don't go away, don't be shy. We'll be right there, we'll be nice. Is you can get some of this, these wonderful Andreas seed oils. How pure are these guys? How non-oxidation, they're like kind of zero in the cumin. And boy, you talk about healing oils. Just queue up or just ask Dr. Google about black oils like black sesame and black cumin oil. As far as healing, whoa, check it out. And so you could put some of this Ayurveda used to talk about using sesame oil to put on your hair at night. And you could do a little cap thing, guys, if your hair is falling out. And then put this black sesame oil on the soles of your feet. I mean, a lot of it. And then you could also put a few drops of DMSO in there and let her, you know what I mean? Yeah, yep. And then put on these little sakis so you don't get your sheets all gooey. And you can, it's cool. And boy, it helps sleep, deepen sleep. And you watch this, all this oil soaks right up the bottom of the feet. Yep. Pretty amazing. So some pretty cool things you can do for just a little bit of money. And very low risk. I don't do medical advice, but I don't know. If I was adventurous, I'd do something like that with my feet. I mean, it is my feet, isn't it, right, caller? Aren't they my feet? Can I do what I want?
You absolutely can. Well, you can even suck your toes if you want.
Really? No. No. I isn't that, that's a little bit kinky, isn't it, sucking your own toes?
Well, maybe you find somebody else to suck your toes for you.
Really? Are you into toes, caller? Are we? This is a good story. I can't wait for this one if it starts with the toes.
You started it.
No, I didn't. I know this voice. This is Bridget in Florida.
It is. How are
you? See, I thought it was you last week, and the lady said, no, this is Julie in Minnesota.
I didn't hear that one.
I'm good, darling. How are you? It's been a long time.
It has been a long time. I'm good. I listen to you. I just haven't had a chance to call in, but I'm always out here listening to you and loving you, and you just are doing so much for all of us, and just wanted to let you know how much I love you. But I do have a question.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I love you, too.
Besides that. Okay. All right, I need some help.
Okay.
So I've got this damn tooth. I shouldn't say that. I've got this lovely, sweet
tooth that loves you. It's just not happy. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's not happy. And I haven't had any, you know, of course I want to do the best possible thing I can do. So then I don't have any money to do that. So I just haven't been doing anything.
Right.
So,
yeah. I get you. Yeah, I'm with you.
It's been oozing for a while, but I don't mean to be gross, but I kind of need to, and it's kind of like, looks like dark, like it's kind of dead. It's my bottom right tooth. I only have one tooth back behind it because I had my molars out way back because I had braces. So I had four teeth pulled when I was, you know, and had the braces and my back molars pulled. So I only have one tooth behind it, and, you know, so then somebody's saying, oh, my God, don't take your teeth out, because then I won't have any teeth.
Well, let me let me interrupt for a second. I only have one tooth behind with that other one missing, and I've had it for years and years, and it's just been just fine. Not a problem. Nobody can see it. I chew fine. Not a problem. So if it's got to come out, if it's got to come out, you can leave a space there and not even worry about it. So, you know, just leave it, just let it go. Dr. Nunley said, no problem, just let it go. You're fine.
Just pull it.
It's a great place to put your tongue.
I know it's
not
good. I've been.
It's a great place to put your tongue too when you're bored.
Oh, well, fun.
You know what I mean.
Okay, well, I mean, I've been torn between what to do, and I've ordered that guy's clay and his colloidal silver, because he was saying how it saved his tooth, but...
Right, so you could do the clay internally as well as figure out a way how to pack some on there, right? Couldn't you?
Yeah, and I've been doing that. I had some other clay. I've been doing that.
But it hasn't. You know, this little guy could just be destined to leave its body, you know. And so what you're, and that's always, you know, understanding karma too sometimes. But I would never say never, you know. I would always say you could save it, couldn't you? I mean, wouldn't you? Why would you save anything differently?
What now? Say, I'm sorry.
Why would you say anything differently to yourself? You know, you might as well say, yeah, I can keep it. I want to keep it. Let's go. Let's get it together, kids. Come on. Pony up there.
Well, and I've been telling it. Yeah.
Good.
I've been
Pony up.
Saying
yeah.
that. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to, you know, I know it's been affecting my everything. You know, I know it's not good to have an affected tooth as long as I've had it.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's going to be drastic. You know, it probably hurts, so you probably need to do something, right? How long has it been like this?
It doesn't hurt all the time, but now it's getting sensitive now, so I know I have to be careful chewing on that side.
Yeah.
But it comes and goes. And like the other night, it was aching bad, and I was like, shoot, I need to go get it done because I'm waiting for this guy's colloidal silver, whatever that stuff is, to come in the clay. But then it stopped hurting again, and that's what it would. That's what it did before. It would hurt a little bit, and I'd wait, and then it'd go away. But it's kind of making a hole. I mean, it's kind of doing it. I'm thinking it's just going to push its own self out.
Well, that wouldn't be bad, would it? I mean, that's the normal way. I mean, this dentist thing is not anything ancient or anything. I suspect people just, their teeth fell out, and that was it.
Well, that's what I was like, yeah, I mean, do I just let it do it? It's definitely doing something.
I would, if you can't afford to get her plunked, you know, it's not, if it's not hurting anything, I mean, you know, you don't really feel
I
like
can't,
you're...
I can't afford to get it pulled. The guy said it just costs 200 and something, but I can't, you know, he wanted to do a, you know, root canal, which is a root canal. Which
oh, no,
is,
no, you
don't
want to
do
that.
That.
No.
Yeah, I know. I'm not doing that. And then there was something else he wanted to do, which was way big money. So.
No, just don't do it. If you really think it's time to go, you know what I mean? Have a talk with it.
Yeah.
If you think it's time and it's your choice,
yeah,
I would get her pulled, and I would just tell the fellow to make sure he understands about cutting the ligament. And if he doesn't know what you're talking about when you ask him, don't go there.
Yeah, I will ask him. He's a cool guy. I really like him. He does the very minimum.
Good. Now, another thing that Dr. Huggins and Dr. Nunley say, and this is, I don't know if you can pull this off, is you don't want to be driving around a lot after you have it done, because if it doesn't clot, that's how you can cause a cavitation. Does that make sense? They call it the Huggins 3-mile rule.
Right, and I do know you need to, but what is a cavitation?
Okay, so what happens is say you get it pulled out, right?
Okay.
A tooth. And what do they do normally, these old-time dentists, right? Shove it with cotton. Here, take this antibiotic. Take this pain pill. Ask the pasta. That'll be $160, right? So you go out there, and you ride in your car, and you bounce around who knows how long to get to your destination, right? And then you just sleep flat on your back. And probably 9 times out of 10 when you do it like that, it causes what is called a dry socket or a cavitation, because it's the blood clot itself that makes the bone, that fills it in. If that blood doesn't clot because of agitation, or you go on your rebounder, or you don't sleep sitting up, it won't clot properly oftentimes, and then that's a cavitation. And that cavitation is worse than a root canal.
That makes air underneath it or something, and then that can cause bacteria.
Well, it's a little hole, right, that's not sterile, because he didn't probably use ozone and stuff when he even plunked it up, right? It's not sterile, and dentist offices aren't sterile. So there's little guys in there, and these are anaerobic, where they can make babies without oxygen. Good for them. So you want to be careful. Be real ginger. How far away does he live from you?
I could walk to him.
Oh,
which is
cool. I would walk.
Yeah,
I would walk, and just sleep or sitting up, you know, for that first night.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say, I can hold out till this stuff gets here. I want to try that and see.
Oh, you might as well, if you got the colloidal, bridge and colloidal and clay coming, why not? You could maybe buy a couple months, or I don't know. Or maybe he doesn't leave at all. You know, maybe he said, man, I'm staying. I like your mouth. I'm in.
Well, if it would kill this infection, whatever it is, that's all, you know, I don't care if the tooth is dead or whatever there, if it would kill the infection.
Well, you know, the infection is just the body's way to clean up, you know, to clean up the garbage, right? So the infection's supposed to be there. That's how it works, right? You die, and then the bugs come in, and you know, they don't litter. You know, they just eat up everything. And so
the worms crawl in,
the worms crawl out. What is that one? And then the worms
they
crawl.
They play pinochle in your snout.
Oh yeah, pinochle in your snout. We used to sing that one. Yeah. So the bugs are just there, kind of cleaning up. You know, but if you can knock them out and get that thing, you know, more mojo to it, you know, it could not come. The infection could maybe not come back. You know?
Yeah, I would. So I'll try that for if I can. Hang on a little more. But then I listened to that one man that you had on that talked about when he would pull people's teeth that have been bad and how bad of how nasty it was. Remember that man from, I think he's down in, where is that place? He moved away because they made him move away.
Oh.
That was doing the.
Yeah. He was on the show a couple of months ago. You know, Jerry, yeah, I know who you mean. Yeah, it'll come to me. It's just.
Yeah. And he was talking about how nasty it was. He was like, the smell was horrible. And they would, you know, and I'm just like, oh, God, that's probably what I've got going on.
Well, don't think that. Think just do. Think pink, rosy, pretty flesh.
Don't think that. Okay.
Okay. Don't think. Yeah. What's that Bob Newhart thing? Stop it. Stop it.
Okay. You're right.
Stop it.
You're right. Thank you.
Stop it. Don't do that anymore.
Oh my God.
Oh God. Can you imagine having me around? I would make you crazy, Jen Bridge, if I was around you all the time. You'd just be crazy in a couple of days. You'd say, this guy's nuts, man. I'm out of here. Stop it. Oh. Just kidding.
Well, that's why we need each other. We all need each other to kind of keep us all on track, don't we?
Well, yeah, I know. All right. So what are we gonna say, sweetie? One other thing you got before we go?
Those oils I bought. Like four of the Andreas oils.
Oh, you did? Yeah, do you like
them? Love them. I mean, I would put, like, I'd put a little bit of each one of them and a little bit of cottage cheese and eat it, and I wouldn't be hungry for, like, all day, and I would be, like, working out in the yard, and I'd be, like, bionic woman, man. I'd just be going to town. I just loved them, and I ran out, and I got to get some more, but as soon as I get some more money, I will, but they really are magical.
So these are the Andreas seed oils. Which four did you get? Could you tell the difference with the oils, or did they just all kind of juice you up a little bit?
The cumin I love.
Wow, isn't that amazing?
I think the black cumin is really powerful, but I got the five blend, the cumin, the flax, and...
hemp, maybe?
No, I got the one in a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, that's really cool. Coriander.
Coriander, yeah.
And that's one of the all-time heavy metal getter-outers, along with sulfur that we know, because that's cilantro, you know, coriander.
Yeah. Yeah, but they truly are amazing, and you just don't even have to eat anything. I mean, you could, you know. I think it's cool that, like I said, I just would put in a little cottage cheese and ease it up, and then I just could go for it, you know, for a long time, feel really strong in my body.
Oh, that's nice. Loved bionic it. Woman. Yeah, bionic woman.
I loved it, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of the Budwick thing, right? The Budwick diet, and didn't they claim that you did the flax or the cottage cheese? It was anti-cancer, right?
That's right.
So maybe it's doing some pretty wonderful things with your body. That, you know, it causes the body to get rid of any bad actors, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to be getting some more when I can.
Yeah.
And I'll just tell you one more thing that I'm doing is I have moved back to my house in Seagrove Beach, which is in the panhandle of Florida, and I turned one of my bedrooms into Airbnb.
No kidding.
So I'm inviting you to come visit me.
Oh, really? In your BB? What city?
Seagrove Beach, which is by Seaside, which is by Destin.
which is by Pensacola. Pensacola, right?
Pensacola, yeah. Pensacola is two and a half hours west from me.
Oh, Pensacola is west of you. Oh, so you're really out in the panhandle.
Yep. Again, don't you know Seaside where they filmed the Truman Story?
No.
Is
it cool?
That movie? I can't believe you movie buffs don't know that movie.
Oh, I do know Truman. No, which Truman?
The Truman Story. So all the little pastel houses with the little picket fences, that was Seaside.
Oh, you're talking about Jim Carrey?
I don't know. I didn't even see the movie. But
the Truman Show, you know, where the guy was in a TV thing. Was that Seaside?
Right. I guess. Like I said, I didn't even see the movie.
Do you guys like...
I just know they filmed it here, and it just showed you all the little... Anyway, it's a beautiful place, and the water's amazingly beautiful.
Really?
Beautiful.
Yeah, so...
And I have an acre fenced in. And, you know, I used to have Rhodesian Ridgebacks, and I don't have any dogs in it right now. I have one cat, but you could bring your dog.
Oh, I see. Bring the dog down there. Do people do well? Thanks for the invitation. I appreciate that. Do a lot of horse people around there? Horses?
You know, that was Mount Dora was where I was living, and there's horse people there in Ocala Forest. There are a few horse people here, but we're right by the Gulf. I have it's a 5-minute walk to the Gulf.
So it's more from my house. Fishy people or seafood kind of surfers, that kind of people.
Yeah.
It's more seaside kind of a energy about it, right?
Yeah, but it's beautiful, and this part, it's like a 16-mile strip. It's called 30A.
Wow.
And it's kind of like Buckhead on the beach. It's like, you know, real fancy and nice and
cool.
The food is amazing.
You get good food? Like, I bet you get good seafood, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't eat that.
Oh, because it comes
you know,
out of
I left when the oil rig exploded. And
oh, that's right, because you're on the Gulf there. You're on the Gulf there, right? So you can have Corexit with your salmon. Now, that's good.
Yeah. You know, I left because I didn't even want to swim in it. But now, 5 years later,
there you
I'm
go.
Back, and it's so much better. It's okay, but I don't think it was good for a while, so I got the hell out of here.
Yeah, I think the ocean, in my opinion, is strong enough and got enough mojo and minerals and amazing magical things we have no idea that I think it cleans this stuff up. You're not going to kill the ocean, you know. I'm sorry, it's not going to happen.
No, and I was walking on the beach the other morning, and I could see two little. I was like, there's little fishes, and I looked out there. It's so clear, you know. It was a little baby shark. And then I saw another one. It was a little baby hammerhead.
Really?
Like, holy crap, everybody, it's springtime. All the little baby sharks are... But they were... I was walking on the beach. I could just see them out there swimming around.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It's so clear. It's like a bathtub. It's just blue, green, beautiful, beautiful water.
Kidding. No kidding.
It's like the Caribbean. And then you get a little further, like you get to... I even don't think Pensacola is as pretty as this water is right here. I don't know.
I'm glad that it's the little sharks and not the big ones.
I know.
Okay. I want to make sure that, you know. Oh, my God. I saw a
it
little...
It definitely was the babies. I was like, oh, I would be so okay swimming with those guys.
Yeah. You know, I saw... Watched a video yesterday that I saw on Drudge. I go to Drudge every day and see what's going on in the world. It's a pretty good website. They got a lot of crazy stories, you know. I love crazy stories. And so they had this film on shark attacks or something. Do you know that it's kind of one of the most rare things that ever happens? It's like, I think only 5 people a year out of all the oceans. I mean, it's a lot of ocean, right? 5 people a year die from a shark attack. I mean, that's like, minuscule.
Nothing.
Not, I mean, it's like the chances of that happening are probably kabillion to one. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know who started it. But
well,
you know,
it's the whole Jaws thing. It was the Jaws thing in the 70s.
Jaws thing.
The movie, you know?
They're just little fishes, and they're just doing their own thing. We have encroached on them just like all the little animals.
I know, man. So I know.
And people, I've heard of some people getting bit, but it's like swimmers that are out there at dusk, and that's when they're out there looking for their food, and they think you're a fish. You know, it's not like they're coming up biting
you. No. You know, this documentary said that's exactly what they do if they see something away at the top, like a surfer. Surfers are one of the most, you know, challenging, and it looks like a seal or something like that up there, you know, swimming. And they just kind of bump it and take a little bite just to see if they like it. This is what shark bites are. They're not going up there, you know, grabbing for your leg because they don't know what it is, you know.
No, and they just because they have such a big mouth, their little bite could be your whole arm. But
no, don't think that.
But it's just because they're so big.
Yeah, yeah.
But these little ones, they were teeny. They were like little. They were so teeny. I was like, oh my God, that's baby shark. It was hilarious.
Little baby shark.
And then we saw a hammerhead. I've never seen. Well, I hardly ever seen a. You know, and then there's a baby hammerhead that lives. Hilarious. You know, those things have a personality. They probably have a complex, don't you think?
You know, you think? Yeah, I mean, how would you like to be born with a hammerhead? You know, I mean, come on, what kind of karma is that, man? Okay, go down there and you just be a hammerhead for a couple lifetimes, and we'll work this out. You know, you can hammer people around. Just hammer that person.
They are the weirdest looking thing. You know, it's so strange. It's like,
how can nature do that? Hammerhead, you know. So do you have winters there at all? Not too much.
Do I have what?
Winters.
Winters.
Winters, like cold, like burr.
Yes, you silly bird. Yes, winters. And because I was in Mount Dora for 5 years, and it's very mild down there. And this, you know, when you take that turn down Florida, it gets so much warmer. So because we're on the panhandle right here, you know, we're right by Alabama.
So it gets cold.
It freezes here. So I have to plant different plants here because the plants that I brought up from Mount Dora are probably going to freeze their little butts off. So I'm going to have to be careful.
But I bet you have nice springs and summers, though, right?
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. It is so beautiful right now. I think this is going to be the next California or something because our weather right now, it's like warm, but it's cool at night. I mean, it is so beautiful right now.
What's the general temperature? What's the general temperature like July and August?
Well, usually it's hot as hell, but I think this year, because of it changing, I think it's not going to be as bad.
But you get plenty of rain.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing that happened to me is my house, I got flooded because when I bought my place, this is what's so not right. When I bought this place in 2000, I had behind me, I could walk 3 miles through these beautiful woods and come out behind the sand dunes by Deer Lake, Deer State Park. And sometimes I could walk and it would just be beautiful. And sometimes I had to have boots up to my waist and I couldn't walk back there because it was wetlands when it rained, right? So now behind me, there's 200 homes.
Wow.
So, of course, this development came in, and thank goodness they put this beautiful fence back right smack beside my fence, which I used to could go through my fence, but now I can't because their fence is back there. But it's water sound, and it's 200 homes. And they went right over the wetlands. They just cut, you know, and they did beautiful work. And then, of course, they probably bought some land somewhere else to help the environmentalists be happy to say, okay, well, we're going to cover up these wetlands and screw up the
ecosystem.
But now we'll buy this piece of land over here and we'll keep it built on, you know. So that's what they do. But that, all my land, I'm natural land. I mean, my place is so beautiful. People now that are coming to my place, they're just in awe because nobody has this anymore. But this is the natural land. I have over 30 pine trees, huge, big pine trees on my land.
Ooh.
But my land used to drain. It used to go into the woods, you know, so when it rained, it had a place to go. But now because they've built up, I'm like low man. So, like, you can see I'm low man, but, I mean, I was natural land, but now water goes to the low, you know. And then in front of me, it used to be woods all the way to 30A. And then now there's another subdivision with 50 homes.
So you just got out of there. You said, I'm out of here.
Well, that's when I did.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I came back, it is so beautiful. So now I'm just going to make them fix I'm just going to keep on them until they fix the drainage. Because they didn't do it right. They didn't think about me. You can see it. It's so high.
Yeah, that's right. You just become a little like fly in their ointment and kind of be nice, but be firm and let them know you're not going to give up. And they'll eventually just get tired of dealing with you and do something.
Yeah, but I'll probably just be a bitch.
Don't do that. You know, let me tell you a little secret here. Let me tell you a secret. Okay, this is a secret. And I got to go because I'm hungry and it's time to eat. But anyway, it was great talking to you. But here's the secret, that when we bless a situation, right, even the dumbest situations, right, when we bless it, it really doesn't have any power over us any longer. So you'd be surprised. You could do the Ho'oponopono thing with them. You know that one, right?
Yep, I do.
Do that one. Every time you think about them, say, oh, thank you. I know you're just part of this game. I know you're going to do the right thing. I love you and I bless it. And you take that energy away from them, man, they'll be rebuilding your own house before you know it.
And you're right. And I was just kidding.
I know you were. But it just gave me a chance to...
I will try to send them love and...
Peace, love, and hippie bees.
No, and I am just going to be friends with them and say, look, guys, y'all got to help me out. Look at me. I'm low man.
That's right.
I was here first. So
help
come
me
on.
Out here. Help me out here. Work with me here. Work with me here.
Yeah.
You know, then every now and then you could drop, like, your F. Lee Bailey's granddaughter or something. No, I'm just kidding. No, don't do that.
Well, you know, Collie is the bitch in everyone, and you know, every once in a while she's got to come out.
Oh, the Collie.
Doesn't mean it's a bad thing.
Oh, you're talking about the Collie Yuga.
Yeah, Collie, you just got to be, sometimes she's got to be strong.
She's the destroyer, the Collie, the god Collie, right? Goddess Collie.
Yeah.
She kicks booty.
We all have her. Sometimes you have to...
Kicks booty.
Just stand up for yourself, yeah. But I'm not that way.
No, you're not that way. All right, kiddo. It's a pleasure talking to you. Take care.
You too, sweetie.
See you soon. Bye.
Thanks for everything.
Okay, bye. She's great. That's Bridget in Florida. Yeah. Well, I think it's time to go because I'm kind of, you know, getting hungry and want to get out in the sun. We've been here for 3 hours. It was fun. Thanks a lot. Covered a lot of territory here. Colloidal silver. And, oh, gosh. These fun things we learned about chocolate and cacao and cool stuff. So pass them around. People might get a kick out of just learning some of these things that we're learning and we share with you. We have to make it up as we go, so don't quote me on anything. I'm going to play a little song for my mom who's up in heaven and Her maiden name was La Negro, L-O-N-I-G-R-O, and she my grandpa, her dad used to love Italian opera, so she really liked it too, and so I'm going to play a little tune for her on this Mother's Day weekend, also her birthday. Been thinking a lot about Mom and just talking to her, and I don't know where she is. I keep saying, Mom, where are you? Where are you? Let me know. Where are you? Who knows? But so this will be for your mom too. Even if she's not Italian, yeah, you can just make believe that she's Italian. So I love you all very much. Thanks to Lynn for a great job doing notes for us, Sharon for taking care of the website, and we'll see you Monday with Ken Rolla. Who knows what's going to Rolla with Ken Rolla. So I love you all very much. Thanks for everything. Take care. See you soon. Here you go.
Che gelida manina se la lasci riscaldar cercar che giova al buio non si trova ma per cosa faccio? Scrivo e come vivo.